Okay, we're on the bottom of Tes Lamed Aleph. Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, Rav Chiya Mivastanya, the name of the place. Havu Shchichei Kamei de Rava. They were commonly learned by Rava. Hinach Nafshei de Rava, but when he died, Asu LeKamei de Rapapa. So they went to start learning from Rapapa. When they heard a Rapapa say something in the shir, and it wasn't how they used to learn it by Rava, so they used to meramis to each other, like, oh, what's going on over here? We didn't learn like that by Rava. So Chalash Daite, so Rapapa got hurt, was from it, seeing that. What happened? Akriye the Bechalme, Rapapa saw in a dream, Vachid Eshloshes Haroim, possibly saw yesterday, that I'm going to remove, to wipe out the three shepherds. So this was a remnant from Shemaim that these people were going, these Talmidim were going to be punished for what they were doing, for making Rapapa feel bad. So Lamachar, Ki Havo Mipsari Mine, then the next day when the Talmidim were leaving the Shir, Rapapa, so Amarlu, he said to them, Lizul Rabbanan Bishlama. You should go b'shalom. So there's two ways of learning this, right? One way of learning it is it says that the Gemara says that when you leave your friend, you should say lech l'shalom, not lech b'shalom. Lech b'shalom is Lashon Peronius. So he told them lezu rabbanan b'shlama, with like b'shalom is like telling you guys are gonna get it. You're hurting my feelings, whatever. And I saw in a dream that what you did wasn't good and. So he told him, told him as it is, like Bishalom. Others say that he was not like trying to give it to them, but rather warning them. He said, like he used to say, I saw in a dream, and so, I'm warning you, better be careful, because, if the dream comes true, you're going to be in trouble. Okay, Rashi.
I think it's
the gears over here? Okay. Yeah, that's according to that's the other one, right? Mivastanya, Rashi says, is the makom, and also makom comes from that place. They were achved ladade marinu mabitim zelaze. The lo sal kalush maisa karava. They're looking at each other like, hey, we didn't learn this when we were by Rava. Okay. Next, akriya, Rashi says, hayu makrino so mikra zebech bechalom. He was told over this pasuk in his dream. Vachid es shoshet haroim. Biyerech echad in 1 month, she rotzin la'ansham b'shamayim mishum de mitzvah lekas. So he thought in Shemaim that they wanted to punish the Talmidim for embarrassing him. Okay. Next, back to the Gemara. Rav Shimi Barashi haveshchiach kamid Rapapa. He used to learn by Rapapa. Have makshele tuva. He asked him a lot of kashas. So Yom Echada, one day, Chazia, the Nafal Ape. So Rav Shimi saw that Rapapa was doing the Tefila Sapaim. Veshame Damar, and he heard him saying in his Tefila, Rachmana Litzlan, like, Hashem, help me. Mi Kisuf Adishimi, from Shimi's embarrassment. He keeps asking me all these kashas, and I have trouble answering, whatever, and he's embarrassing me. So save me from him. So Kabelea, Shesikusa, Velo Akshele. So Rav Shimi, again, he overheard this, and from then on, he kept quiet. He didn't ask any more kashas from Rapapa. Rashi, Kabbal Alev, Rav Shimi, Shitikusa, Milak Shosod. He didn't ask any more kashas. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'afresh Lakish Savar Matar Bishvil Yachid. We saw yesterday Rabbi Yochanan held that sometimes Hashem could bring rain, even for one person. So now the Gemara is saying even Reish Lakish also held that way. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brings rain even for one person. Dama Reish Lakish, Minayin Lamatar Bishvil Yachid. Where do we see that Hashem brings rain even for one person? The Ksiva says, Lepasuk Shalu Me Hashem Matar, Beis Malkosh, Hashem Oseh Chazizim, Chazizim are clouds, Umatar Geshem Yiten Lehem, Leish Oseh Esev Basadeh. So we're going to medayk in these words. So he brings the rain, yitain lehem le'ish oseh a'esev basadeh. So yachol lakol, I might have thought that Hashem brings the rain for everybody, that only if everybody needs it. No, Talmud Lomar says Matar Geshim Yiten Lem Leish. Says Leish. So even for one person, Vitanya, we have another price. Say Leish. If for the person Yachol Lachol Sarosav, I might have thought that only if all his fields need it. Talmud Lomar, it says Sadeh, means even if only one of his fields needs the rain, Hashem will bring just for that one field. If it says Sadeh, I might have thought Yachol Lachol Sadeh, that for the whole field though. Talmud Lomar, no, even Asef, even if it's only for like one of the vegetables in his field or whatever. Kiha, as we see, the Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Havaliya Higinsa, he had this gina, this garden. Koyom Hava Azil Visirla. Every day he would go and check it out, see how things are doing in his garden. Amar, he said, Hi Meshra Bayamaya. This patch needs water. Baha Meshra Lo Bayamaya. This patch doesn't need water. And then Vasamitra Ve Kamashke Kolhecha de Mibayle Maya. And then Hashem brought rain, and all those patches that needed the water, the rain fell dafka on those places. Okay, Rashi, Yachol Akol, Kolomar, Yachol Eino Tein Matar, Elim Kein, Akol Tzichim Lo. That's everybody needs it. Talmulomar Leish, no, Afilu Bishvil Achad, Ilish Yachol Akol Tzadot of all of his fields, Kolomar, Eino Yared, Achei Tzarich Lachol Tzadot, he'll only bring it for that one person if all of his fields need it. No, Talmulomar Sada, Afilu Eino Tzarich Ela Sada Achad, even if one Esav needs, Bishvil Yerek Achad, Yored Alav Matar is going to rain. Vasir, he would go Mayan, look at and see what's doing in his garden. Meshra is the Ruga, is the patch. Okay, back to the Gemara. My Hashem Oseh Chazizim. So the question is, why is it saying plural clouds? It doesn't say, why doesn't it just say, it makes a cloud. Why is it chazizim? So I'm a Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Malame, Shekot Tzadik V'Tzadik, every Tzadik in this world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oselo Chaziz. Hashem gives him his own, like, personal cloud, Bifnei Atzmo. And, to make it rain what he needs. My chazizim. Now the Gemara is asking, what are these chazizim exactly? So I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, these are clouds that are called porchos. We'll see what that is in a minute. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Siman Lamatar, Porchos. These Porchos clouds are Siman that's going to rain. Now Gemara says, ask, what is these Porchos? My Porchos. So Amar Papa, this is Iba Kalisha, Tute Iba Semichta. These are these light clouds underneath these heavy clouds. Okay.
Where does the Chaziz come from? Why doesn't it say Anan?
Why does it say Chaziz? I'm not sure. Okay, see Rashi. Oselo Chaziz v'chol tzadik haba b'olam hazeh, in this world, larik lo geshamim al sadatav, to bring rain on his fields. Bereisha, the first my Chazizim, Rashi says, the Gemara is asking, is Lashon Rabim. Why is it Lashon Rabim? Hadarbaya, and then the second one, the Gemara asks, my Chazizim, my Ninu Chazizim, these are what are these clouds? My Ninu, the Kari Chazizim, that are called Chazizim. It's Iba Kalishta, the Tute Iba Semichta, the light clouds underneath the heavy clouds, the Tute Iba Klape Art, that are Klape the ground. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Nihila, this is referring to light rain. If light rain, Mekamek Mitra, comes before the heavier rain, this is a sign to Atse Mitra, that it's going to rain a lot and it's like not going to stop for a while. But the other way around, Basar Mitra, if the light rain comes after the heavier rain, then Pasik Mitra, that's a sign that it's going to stop raining. Mekame Mitra, the Ati Mitra, that which we said, if the light rain comes before the heavy rain, it's going to continue raining for a while. That's the Simanich, to help you remember, that is Mahulta, is a sifter. The sifter starts off with light Kemach comes out first, and afterwards the heavier pieces come out. And the Basar Mitra, the Simans help you remember the other way around, when it starts heavy and then goes light, it's ending. The Pasik Mitra, the Simanich, to help you remember, is Charya de Ize, the excrement of these goats, which starts off coming out heavy and then it comes lighter after that. Rashi. Nehila is kamo kitma nehila, like sifted in a sifter. Nehidaka, like we said, starts off as light. Kishamim dakim is like kimcha nehila. Shehidaka habayim mitchila. First comes the light rain, the matar, v'charchach ba matar, and comes the heavier rain. Ati mitra, gishamim yardim l'rov, it's going to rain a lot. Bein poskim here, it's not going to stop so quickly. Aval ba matar tchila, first comes the heavy rains, and then the light rains. The matchilim dakim l'vo poskim miyad, then it's going to stop. As soon as the light rains come, it's going to stop. Mahulta is shemitchila yosei kemach dak, first the light kemach comes out, l'vasof subin gasin, the thicker parts. And char yadize, yishel izim, the excrement of these goats. Matchila yose gasa, first it comes out heavy, levasof takau posek, then light and stops. Back to the Gemara. Ula iklila Babel. Ula was visiting Babel. Chaza porchos. So he saw these porchos clouds. So he says, ah, amar lahu, panu mane, dahash dasi mitra. He says, okay, take your things in, bring in your laundry, because it's going to rain now. So what happened? Levasof lo ati mitra. In the end, it didn't rain. So Amar, so Ula commented, ki hechi the mishakri bavlai hachi mishakri mitrayu. Just like the Babylonians themselves lie, so their clouds also lie. You know, because the clouds give a symbol. It was going to rain, and it didn't rain. So this guy's here. What's the shot? Like, what's the where do we see the Babylonians are liars? Like, where the different pshat? One pshat I saw that. It says in Beitza that the rich people of Babel, they're very stingy. And it says we say in the Haggadah, Halachmania. And that's written in Aramaic. It wasn't written in Aramaic, because that Keta was written in Babel, and since that was the language that they spoke, it was written in Aramaic. So in the Halachmania, we call out Kol Dichvin, right? They say Veyachol, etc. Recalling those people that are poor to come and eat, but the people that are calling who lives in Babel, the rich people in Babel, they're very stingy. So here they're calling the people to come and eat, but they're not interested in giving them anything because they're stingy. So those are these Babylonians that are liars. Right, that they say Kol Dichvin, come and eat, and meanwhile they're stingy, they're not going to give them anything. So that was these Babylonians are liars. So also their reigns are the same way. Any Rashi? No. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Okay, Ula Ikla Babel. Ula was visiting Babel. Chazi Melot Sana the Tamrei. So he saw that you can get a whole sal, a whole basket full of dates for only a zuz, very cheap. So he commented, Amar, he said, referring to these B'nai Babel, he said, look at this, Malot Sana de Dufsha, Bezuza, you can get a whole basket full of honey, with these dates, for so cheap, they don't have to work so hard, Parnaso-wise, because the food is so cheap over here. And Bavlai lo aski b'deraisa. So how could they not be learning Torah? They should be sitting learning the whole day, right? They don't have to do anything for their parnasa. It's so cheap. So what happened? Ula helped himself to some tamarim that day. And Balaila tiru. He had diarrhea the whole night. So Amar, the next day, he changed what he said. He said, Malot sana de sakina b'zuza bavlai aski b'deraisa. Says the whole basket full of knives, in other words, these tamarim, cut up your system, and yet they're still osik with Torah. Wow, it's amazing that they're able to learn Torah after eating these dates. Rashi, the tamrei dvashosim mehem, they make the honey from it. Bavlai lo aski kolomar yecholim hem lasok tamid sheish lemezonis bezol levelo Torah. They should be able to learn Torah the whole time because their mezonis is without much effort so cheap. Tziru b'shilshul he had diarrhea. Darmina and tamrei mishchanan u'mishalshulan. It heats the person up and it gives them shilshul. Melo b'tzaina the sakina mezuza shemitoch shalachin oto bezol. Since it's so cheap, you buy a lot of them and you're ochli mehem arbe. You eat a lot. Umitzarin otan and it causes them pain. And yet they're still learning. That's kol hakavod lehem. Okay. Tanya, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kolam Kula Mime Okeanos Hushote, that the whole world drinks from the waters of the ocean. Now, the ocean evaporates, goes into the clouds, and that's how the rain comes. Shenemar, we see from the pasuk ve'ed yale minaret v'yishmal es kol pnei hadama, that the aid is like the cloud. It drinks, you know, the water from the ocean and goes up yale minaret, and then it causes the rain. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, that was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "V'halo meme yakianus meluchinim." He says that can't be because the ocean water of the ocean is salty, and then it doesn't rain like salty water. Amalo, he says, "No, you're right, but mematkin b'avim." But when it goes up into the clouds, the clouds clean up the water and take away the salt. Rabbi Yeshua mirrors, but he argues still. He says, "Kolam kula mi mayim elyonim ushase." It drinks from the upper waters, not from the oceans. Shneamar limtar shamayim, from the rains from the shamayim tishdemayim, the earth drinks from. Elamani mekayim. What about that? We saw the pasuk where Rabbi Eliezer brought veid yale minar. What does he do with that? He says, "No, that means melamich ananim misgabrim beolim lerekia." That what happens is the clouds, again, they go up to the Rikia, to the Shemaim, upodchim pihen, and they open up their mouths, kenod, and like this container, umekablin me matar, and then the rain goes into them, and then it rains. Shneamar, it says, yazoku matar leido, that it pours the water, the rain pours into the clouds. And they are kikvara, and they have holes in it like a sifter. These the clouds in which the water goes through. Ubasu machsheros mayim al gabi karka, and then it puts down the water on the ground. Shneamar chashres mayim avesh chakim vein bein tipa la tipa ela kmlo nema, and between each drop is only like a hair's breadth between each drop. So the idea is that, like, what do you need the clouds for? If it rains from the Shemaim, let it just rain. So the idea is, because if it would rain, it would one shot, boom, it would just drown everything out. So this way, it's like those, reminds me of those watering cans, you know, the water your garden, you know, that you put the water in, and then it comes out very lightly, like through the holes, right? Same idea. The clouds are like those things, the containers. So instead of the water coming down too strong like that, it goes into the clouds, and that makes it rain, like, in drops. And that's what the clouds are for. Okay, Rashi, Mimeyaki Okeanos, Cholomar Mimayim Shalmata, comes from the water down here, Velo Mimayim Shalmata, not from the water up above. Shneamar, as it says, Ve'ed Yale Minaret, Sheshatva Be'eret Shala, drinks from the ground, evaporates, and then it goes up. Meluchin him, he said, but the waters are salty, Ve'en Tfuo Gedela Mim, then it wouldn't, the Tfuo wouldn't be able to grow from salty water. Yazoku Mayim Le'edo, Rikin Motzin Maim Lavim, that again in the sky it puts the water into these clouds. Yazoku kamo yatsoku tzak la'am biyochlu. Chashrish Maim Mavesh Chakim, Ha'avim Mechashrin Kolomar Mashirin Maim Lars. It throws the water down onto the ground. Okay, next, the Gemara. L'lamedcha, now this L'lamedcha, very often, most of the time, it's going on what was just said. And it comes to teach us, but this L'lamedcha is not. This L'lamedcha is what's coming. L'lamedcha, the following teaches you, Shegadol yom ha-geshamim b'yom shenivra bo shamayim v'aretz. It's great as the day of rain, like the day when the earth is, and the shamayim v'aretz was created. Where do we see that from? Shneamar, it says, Ose gedolos, this is the greatness, adein cheker, and it says, Hanosein matar al pnei ha-aretz. And the next pasuk after that, that he brings matar rain al pnei ha-aretz. So here we see rain, we see the word cheker, we see it's great. And later on in the Vu of Yeshayahu it says Halo Yadata im lo shamata Elohei Olam Hashem. Then the pasuk continues Borek Tosarat lo yav lo yiga, and it says Ein Cheker l'tzunaso. So here we have a pasuk dealing with the creation of the world, and it says also the word Cheker. So we have like a Gzer Shava Cheker Cheker. It's like there by the rain, it says how great it is, and it's talks about rain. It says Cheker by the creation of the world. So we see from here that the day of rain is like the creation of the world. Rashi. Lilamedcha krad lilakamankai is going on what we're going to say. Okay. Let's go on. Kaman azla hadichsiv. So now, we're asked, the following pasuk, who is this going like? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua? It says in the pasuk, Mashke harim me'al yosav. The Hashem brings, waters the mountains from his aliyot, from his chambers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he commented, what does this mean? Me'al yosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's coming from the upper chambers. So who is this like? Come on, Kerav Yeshua, that says that the rain comes from the Shemayim, not from the Okeanos, as we see from Me'al Yosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rabbi Eliezer, what does he do with this? He would say, no, Kevin Desal Ke Lahasam Mashke Me'al Yosef Kari Lehu. He says, no, it comes from the ocean, but, so why does it say it comes from the sky? Because what happens is that the water starts in the ocean, then goes up into the sky, into the clouds, and then it rains. So it's also coming from the sky, but that's after it came from the Okeanos. And he says, I'll bring you proof to this. Zilo temahachi, you can ask what, how you can understand the pasuk. And Hisabo says, in the Ketokacha, it says, Yitain Hashem et matar tzacha, avak v'afar min ha-shamayim. It's going to be avak, and this dirt coming from the shamayim is going to go on you and wipe you out. So hechi mishkakala, what do you mean? Where do we ever see that avak and afar come from the shamayim? Ella, it's obvious. Obviously, the pshat is came in the midli lahasam mina shemayim karle. Since it was obviously on the ground, but then the dirt went up into the up, and then it comes down again. So something coming up and coming down, we see is still called coming from shemayim. So too over here, hachinami came in the salke lahasam mel yosef karle. Same thing over here. Since it goes up into the shemayim, the rain goes up and then comes down. That's called coming down from the shemayim. Okay, Rashi ve'omer mechin harim logartinan hacha k'rabbi Yeshua da'amar mimayel me'alyonim va'amar Rabbi Yochanan me'al Yosef shomala, meaning kolomar mimayel me'alyonim. So what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? Me'al Yosef shomala. Our gear says from me'al Yosef shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says Rabbi Yochanan mimayel me'alyonim is coming to teach us this that the waters come from the Shemayim. The Elam, Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't tell us this, Havamina, I would understand the pasuk to mean, Nachi Kamar, Me'al Yosha Kodesh Baruch Hu, who meant by him, in these chambers that Hashem is there, who mashke otam lamata, ulolama hamayim me'achiyanus. In other words, I would understand that it's Hashem in his chambers, and he's bringing the waters down, meaning coming from the waters coming from the Okeanos, and he brings it, makes it go down, and Hashem is the running everything from his chambers. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Me'al Yosef Shel Kosha means that the waters is coming from there. And that's like we said, that's like Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. For Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi, what did he do to this? Amar Lola Me'al Yosef Shel Kosha Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yochanan, but we said that it comes from the ground and comes up, and that's like it came from the Shemayim. Okay. Last piece. Keman azla hadama Rabbi Chanina. Where do we, who does this go like, what Rabbi Chanina said? The pasuk says, Kones kaneid mehayam, nosein botzaras tohomos. So, how does he darshan the pasuk? Mi garam lo tzaros shis malubar. Who caused the storehouses to be full of tfua, of produce? And the answer is, that's the botzaros. And the answer is, tohomos, means the water from down below. So this is like Rabbi Eliezer, that the waters down below is what is where the water comes from. In other words, from the ocean. I, Rabbi Yeshua, what does he do with this pasuk? He said, no, it means differently completely. Hahu, this pasuk, is talking about the creation of the world. That, what did Hashem do? Mivriyaso shalolam. That Hashem, when he created the world, everything that was water, and then he gathered to it, otzaras lashanatzira, he put in one place the water, so it shouldn't the world shouldn't be totally water everywhere. He put it into bodies of water. That's what it means. Built Tzaros Tohom. Okay, Rashi. Tohomos is Ma'im Shalmata. Can you see? It says Tohomos Yichasimu. And lastly, Briyosa Shalolam. Like we said, Ksiv Shahayish. It says Shahayah Kol Olam Shatuf Ma'im. When Hashem created the world, the whole world was like. Was flooded with water. The Kadosh Baruch Hu konsam b'makom echad. Hashem put it together in one place. Kemachnis mayim b'no, like you put it in a in this container. Menatnam beotzaras, and he like stored it as if it were. He could deceive, as it says, noten beotzaras the homos sham chol gvulo, like the sand, it's gvul, it's border, beotzer liyam, and then he puts it in one place in the yam.